fire dancers.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's a privilege to be here again this year. I think it's about the sixth year. And our first, he's not a dancer, but our accordionist, of course, is Jerry Pasanka. Next is Eddie Kapler. Sandra Simmons. Johnny Mockmer. Our sliding girl, Lydia Pasanka. Dennis Vatsinovsky. Gloria Sellish. And Ronnie Skolnick.
And they were afraid that I'd forget Jerry. Well, how could you forget Jerry Pasanka on the accordion? He's perfectly wonderful. How long have you been playing, Jerry?
Well, off and on, you might say, for about 8 or 10 years now. At the present time, down in Brooksville, where I'm from, we have a combo consisting of 5 of us local fellas who got together and put a band in shape. And last night, we had an engagement from 9 till 1. Then, of course, we were up at 6 o'clock this morning, ready to come up here. And it's quite an exciting thing to play in a band and to have a love for music, which, of course, is very important in the lives of us all. And I'd like to take this opportunity to say to everyone that it always has been a pleasure for us to come up here to White Springs. Actually, we look forward to our visit here throughout the entire year. We've been here. This is the 6th time that we've been here at the All Florida Folk Festival. We started the first one. And here we are at the 6th one, and maybe the 7th and 8th, and forever on. We hope so, anyhow. It's a pleasure to perform for such a wonderful audience. Thank you very much.
We certainly are the privileged ones, aren't we? Now, that beautiful little yellow rose over there is going to come up to the microphone. This is her first time with us, Patty Linehan. And she's going to sing a little folk song that her grandmother taught her.
Him to come back to me. Sweet birds, sweet birds, tell me my lover's still true. Sweet birds, sweet birds, then I'll be as happy as you.
I think she had an encore ready. Doesn't she? A little encore?
Let's try this again.
Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord. Shines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun, away beyond the blues. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Away beyond. Jesus for my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus for my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus for my Savior, you take him too. Away beyond the blues. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord. Oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me away beyond the blue.
The festival wouldn't be possible without hundreds of helpers and thousands of friends. One in particular, who's coming right now, Archie Lee, with his Dulcimer from down Ocala way. We're so glad Archie's here.
This is a lazy man's instrument, so I'll have to sit down here. Up in the southern Appalachian Mountains where this instrument originated, this is one of the very few 100% American instruments. It's called by many of the old-timers the Dulcimer, D-U-L-C-I-M-O-R-E. And one edition of Funk and Wagnall's dictionary even agrees with them. Webster's calls it Dulcimer. I'd like to sing for you one song that's, I'm sure, familiar to most of you, especially here in the South, the story of the steel-driving man, John Henry. Oh, when John Henry was a little baby boy, sitting on his mammy's knee, Lord, he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel. Said, a hammer'll be the death of me, Lord, Lord, hammer'll be the death of me. Oh, the John Henry said to his shaker, oh, it's shaker, why don't you sing? I'm a-swinging 12 pounds from my hips on down. Listen to that cold steel ring, Lord, Lord. Listen to that cold steel ring. I think if you listen close at this song, you can almost hear that cold steel ring now, if I do it right. Oh, the captain, he said to John Henry, oh, a man ain't nothing but a man. Wow. And before I'd let that old steam drill beat me down, I'd die with this hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. I'd die with this hammer in my hand. Old John Henry labored in the mountains till his sledgehammer caught on fire. And the very last words that poor John Henry said was a cold drink of water before I die, Lord, Lord, says a cold drink of water before I die. Old John Henry had a poor little wife. The dress that she wore was blue. Lord, she went down that track and she never did look back. Said John Henry, I've been true to you, Lord, Lord. John Henry, I've been true to you. Oh, they took John Henry to the White House and they buried him under the sand. And every locomotive that passes by his grave says, yonder lies a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. Yonder lies a steel-driving man.
Half time, I guess, for a verse or two of a song that many of the people heading west back in the big westward migration sang as they got to thinking about the old homestead back east and wondering if maybe they had been wise to go in the first place. Kind of a lonesome song about across the wide Missouri. It's called Old Shenandoah. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you far across that rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you away. We're bound away across the wide Missouri. Oh, Shenandoah, I love your daughter far across that rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I love your daughter away. We're bound away across the wide Missouri.
We'll hear more from Archie later on. Now, we're delighted to have that old rebel, Bob Pavitt, back with us this afternoon. We've been looking for this all year long since he did it for us last year. Bob Pavitt from Sarasota with the Rebel Song.
Cousin Thelma, I'd rather do something else first and say that for last, if it's all right with you.
Good.
As you all know, there's a lot of talk in the newspapers about a recession, a depression, all that kind of jazz. And we've been kind of lucky in Florida. It hasn't been too much felt down here. But I hear somebody disagrees. At least in Sarasota it hasn't. But last time we did have one of those terrible things, there wasn't anything good came out of it but music. And there was some good songs came out of the depression. And I think this is one of them. It's called Ramblin' Round. And the guitar's out of tune, too.
Ramblin' round your city, ramblin' round your town. I never see a friend I know as I go ramblin' round, as I go ramblin' round. my sweetheart and my parents. I left in my old hometown. I'm out to do the best I can as I go rambling round, as I go rambling round. The peach trees down in Georgia are loaded and hanging down. I pick 'em all day for a dollar, boys, as I go rambling round, as I go rambling round. Sometimes the fruit gets rotten, falls down on the ground. There's a hungry mouth for every peach as I go rambling round, as I go rambling round. I would like to marry, I'd like to settle down, but I can't save a dollar, boys, as I go rambling round, as I go rambling round. My mother prayed that I would be a man of some renown, but they call me a cracker refugee as I go rambling round, boys, as I go rambling round.
Obviously, I can't sing that low, so we'll try one a little higher. The background of City of Sarasota, it was founded in the late 19th century by a bunch of Scotchmen, and it's called the Florida Mortgage and Investment Company, and there's quite a Scotch background to Sarasota, and there's a lot of Scotch people still live there, who are descendants of the original settlers. Sounds better in tune, really. I'd sound better if I didn't have this Yankee flu. We recently had a pageant. It was on a Scotch theme, and the BBC was kind enough to send us over some tapes of some Scotch folk music, and we were asked to send one back to the BBC, and I was very honored to do one that was taped and sent over to the BBC, and it's a song called The Piper of Dundee. Gee, it didn't sound like that when I did it, honest. The piper came to Ortoon, to Ortoon, to Ortoon. Oh, the piper came to Ortoon, and he played Bonnie Lee. He played the spring, the lair, the breeze, the spring, new breath, fray out the sea. And aye he gay, he bags of wheeze, and he played in another key. And was not he a rogie, a rogie, a rogie? And was not he a rogie, the piper of Dundee? The piper came to Ortoon, to Ortoon, to Ortoon. Oh, the piper came to Ortoon, and he played Bonnie Lee. And some got sores, and some were maimed, and some were dancing by their lane. And many a vow of faith was ta'en that nicked a damelry.
There was Tully Bardeen and Ogilvy and Strew and Keith and Iverly and brave Carnegie. Wah, but he the piper of Dundee, and was not he a rogie, a rogie, a rogie, and was not he a rogie, the piper of Dundee. Piper came to Ortoon, to Ortoon, to Ortoon. Oh, the piper came to Ortoon, and he played Bonnie Lee. He played the welcome o'er the main, and ye's be fool, and I's be fain, and now Stewart's back again with muckle mirth and glee. He played the kirk, and he played the choir, and the Molyneux, and the Chevalier, and Lang a Wah, but welcome here, say sweet, say Bonnie Lee. And was not he a rogie, a rogie, a rogie, and was not he a rogie, the piper of Dundee.
Thank you. Thelma, I got time for the other one? For the rebel song. All right. This is a song that I found up in North Carolina some years ago. I kind of hesitated to do it here last year, but Cousin Thelma said it was all right. And I don't know how many Yankees we got here, but this is all in fun. Awful dry. This, incidentally, I am told, was the original song that went with a tune that we know as the Wabash Cannonball.
Oh, I'm a good old rebel, that's just what I am. For this fair land of freedom, I do not care a damn. I'm glad I fit against it, only wish we'd won. And I don't want no pardon for anything I done. I hate the Constitution, this great republic too. I hate the freedman's heroes in uniforms of blue. I hate the nasty eagle with all his brags and fuss. The lying, thieving Yankees, I hate 'em worse and worse. I hate the Yankee nation and everything they do. I hate the Declaration of Independence, too. I hate the glorious armies, they're dripping with our blood. I hate the nasty banner, I fit them all I could. I fought with General Robert Lee for 4 years near about. Got wounded in 3 places and starved on Point Lookout. Was sick with rheumatism, camping in the snow. But if I kill some Yankees, I'd like to kill some more. <clears throat> 300,000 Yankees is stiff in southern dust. We got 300,000 before they conquered us. They died of southern fever and southern steel and shot. I wish it was 3 million instead of what we got. I can't take up my musket and fight 'em now no more. But I ain't gonna love 'em, and that is certain sure. And I don't want no pardon for what I was and am. I won't be reconstructed, and I don't give a damn.
Thank you.
Now here comes Cousin Jack Parker, whistler extraordinary, who's going to whistle for us.
Give him a big hand, folks.
One fine day when I was tending to my business, as I should have been, a lovely group came in, and they looked so interesting to me, I went over and engaged them in conversation and found that they were a little family group on a little outing on the occasion of one of their birthday, and this was the family, the McCalls, four sisters and a brother, and they sing in the true folk tradition, and it is with great delight that I welcome them here this afternoon. Welcome, cousins. They are from our vicinity. Do they have to be that far back?
I think that's a little far back.
Okay, put us up wherever you want.
Oh, I want everybody to see you. Come on. Up here.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can see from the beginning that we don't know how to do things at our home. This one boy among the four of us, you can see that he would well be called the unlucky boy. If you'll pay attention to the words that I sing, I feel that you'll realize I'm singing about him. Here we go. My father and mother were excellent folks. They were both very fond of all practical jokes. So when I was born, they were both of the same mind when he was born. They said he should have all the names they could find. Now listen, Jonathan, Joseph, Jeremiah, Timothy, Titus, Obadiah, William, Henry, Walter, Sam, Reuben, Rupert, Solomon, Jim, Daniel, Daniel, Abraham, Walter, Frederick, Peter, and Sam, Simon, Timon, Nicholas, Pat, Christopher, Dick, and Jehoshaphat. The parson was there, he was the first of the five, and then, of course, they began to name him. It took them so long, all his name to recall. These other poor children got no name at all. Jonathan, Joseph, Jeremiah, Timothy, Titus, Obadiah, William, Henry, Walter, Sam, Reuben, Rufus, Solomon, Jim, Nathaniel, Daniel, Abraham, Walter, Frederick, Peter, and Sam, Simon, Timon, Nicholas, Pat, Christopher, Dick, and Jehoshaphat. When he went to get married, the case was so bad, the parson stared at him as if he were mad. He then began the task, but found very soon it was too great to be finished by noon. Jonathan, Joseph, Jeremiah, Timothy, Titus, Obadiah, William, Henry, Walter, Sam, Reuben, Rufus, Solomon, Jim, Nathaniel, Daniel, Abraham, Walter, Frederick, Peter, and Sam, Simon, Timon, Nicholas, Pat, Christopher, Dick, and Jehoshaphat. He said, "See here, kind sir, I think it's a shame your parents denied you a sensible name. By this curious freak, which is one of mine, you'll have to be married a bit at the time. Jonathan, Joseph, Jeremiah, Timothy, Titus, Obadiah, William, Henry, Walter, Sam, Reuben, Rufus, Solomon, Jim, Nathaniel, Daniel, Abraham, Walter, Frederick, Peter, and Sam, Simon, Timon, Nicholas, Pat, Christopher, Dick, and Jehoshaphat." Now, ladies and gentlemen, during the time when we were used to singing, long ago, we didn't have an automobile. But we did have old mules around, and the way they could bray. This song is entitled Johnson's Old Gray Mule. Here we go. Johnson had an old gray mule, and he drove him around to the cart. He loved the mule, and the mule loved him with all his mulish heart. Johnson knowed when the rooster crowed that day was about to break. He'd brighten my...